how would you like to have breakfast with the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo's sloths? Or maybe breakfast with the African penguins? Or maybe even better yet, how about a decorative poo platter from the elephant exhibit? That would be a very interesting. Let's go to Rachel Wright, who's joining us right now. It is Cheyenne Mountain's annual fundraiser that's going off, and it started this morning at 8. Rachel, how you doing?
Hi, Sam. Good. How are you?
I'm doing great. This must be, this has to be, correct me if I'm wrong, but this has to be awesome.
It's so much fun. And like you're saying, the unique experiences and pieces that are available at this auction are only available this time of year. So like you said, you can bid on things in our online auction that started this morning at 8. You can check out all the different items and experiences at cmzoo.org/zooball. So this is an event that we usually have once a year in person, but we're doing it online this year, hopefully for the last time, so we can get back to in-person things in the future. But the online auction, like you said, has some really cool experiences. Having breakfast with Chalupa and Bosco, our sloth.
I love it. I mean, you've got the giraffe hoof print painting. Uh-huh. You've got, speaking of painting, which is really fun, you can have a painting session with a North American porcupine. I mean, it mm-hmm. just sounds like fun. So where can people get more information, like the items, and how does the auction work?
Yes. So the auction is an open online bid. So you register. Go to cmzoo.org/zooball, and then we have instructions on there for how to register on the auction site. So you can also go straight to that auction site and peruse the listings. Like you said, there's a poo planter on there that's made from elephant dung from our girls at the zoo, and you cannot get that anywhere else. they're hot items every year. And then you can also this year bid on the privilege to name our baby lemur, who is the first baby born at our new exhibit, Water's Edge Africa. You know, that opened last summer, our home for hippos and penguins, lemurs and warthogs. And we welcomed our very first baby at that exhibit at the end of April, a little ring-tailed lemur. And it is just the cutest thing, and important for its species because they are endangered. And then we also welcomed a Red River hoglet, if you've never seen one, you need to go and look on our Facebook page, go and look on our website. We just shared a video of the little hoglet zooming around with its mom, Xena. It is so cute. It's like this little tiny kind of apricot colored. It looks like a watermelon marking with the little white dots and stripes. Oh. And you can also bid to win the privilege to name that little baby. And
oh,
it's just
awesome.
A great way to support the zoo and get some really unique experiences. The giraffe painting that you mentioned, you actually get to go into the giraffe barn with the keepers, learn all about the really important voluntary hoof work that the giraffes participate in to keep their legs and feet nice and healthy. And that's when they do the painting as well. So you pick your own colors. And
yeah. That is so
that matches your decor.
It is so awesome. And again, all the money that's being raised right now, which is a great cause because it goes to the general operating budget, right?
It does. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. So the zoo is one of very few accredited zoos in the United States, accredited by the Association of Zoos and Aquariums, that doesn't receive tax support. So we really depend on fundraisers like this and general admissions to the zoo to keep providing that excellent care everyone's come to recognize at Cheyenne Mountain Zoo.
That's so awesome. Now, this week, let's face it, it's going to be very hot outside. What are some of the things that can, what can people do at the zoo to stay cool? There's several things it can do, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah. Well, of course, we encourage, especially if you're visiting from out of town, make sure you're drinking lots of water and preparing for those summer temperatures up on the side of the mountain. The elevation and the sunshine are nothing to joke around with.
Yeah.
We have throughout the zoo, our indoor buildings are open, so you can go inside to cool off. We also have like mister area in my big backyard, which is where rabbits and chickens live, and we see lots of kiddos running around in that little play area and cooling off in the misters. And our animals get those opportunities to cool down as well. I walked by and visited our one-year-old Alaska moose calf, Atka, and he's got his own Mister system set up, and he was just loving that.
Oh, that's great. Now, the bucket lifts, the little chair lifts that take you to the top of the mountain and then back down, is that open now?
It is.
All right.
Sky Ride is open.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Excellent. Excellent. Well, that sounds like so much fun. And again, where can someone go to get more details on the auction and how they can help?
Yeah. So you can go to cmzoo.org/zooball for information on that online auction. And then you can join us Thursday night on our social media channel starting at 6:30. We're going to have some super fun zoo trivia. You can get your friends and family to join in and see who knows the most about Cheyenne Mountain Zoo, and then see how much our keepers and staff know about it too. We've got some fun little tidbits to share on that.
And then the awarding of the winners, right, of the auction.
Yep, that'll be soon after. So the auction stays open until Sunday at 8 p.m. So Sunday, June 20th at 8 p.m., you can still make those bids. So maybe you'll watch that trivia and feel inspired to get up close with those animals and meet them yourself with some of those behind-the-scenes encounters that are available on there.
Beautiful. Rachel, we covered it all. I'm sure there's a lot more we could. But don't be a stranger. You got to be on the show more.
I'd love to come back. Thanks for having me, Dan.
And you'll have to bring some animals, too, because I really love animals. So I'll look for it.
I really chatty chicken, I'm thinking.
I would love to have a chatty chicken.
Yeah.
Very good. Rachel Wright from the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo, thanks so much, and we'll talk to you next time.